Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 as a pop or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that we won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. That was almost like you were singing it. So much talent in this town. Coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on Tuesday, June 10th, 2014, Wolf of Wall Street, Fight, Terminator 2, Judgment Day of the Dead Man, Walking Tall, The President's Men in Black, Fisher King, Ralph, The Dog Day Afternoon, Delight, Sleep, Perfect Murder by Death Wish 3, Amigo Ghost, World's End. Yeah. I know, it's not as impressive when I read it right off the piece of paper, but I don't have time for memories, for, you know what I mean. LA, you guys, some of you are visiting, so stick around until this Thursday, because the Benson movie interruption takes on Noah at CineFamily. I apologize for saying that, it's sold out. Saturday, like I just brought it up to brag. No, it's sold out. It happened today, and I forgot to take it off this script. Saturday, I will be interrupting Whip It at the Alamo Drafthouse in Kansas City, Missouri at 4:30. And at 2 o'clock, this is the kind of Alamo Drafthouse shit that goes down. At 2 o'clock, there's going to be a roller derby demonstration on the street outside the theater. With commentary by me and Chris Cubis and the other special guests, we're gonna get to sit there like we're on NBC or some shit, or Dodgeball, an underdog story, and I'm gonna feel like Jason Bateman and Gary Cole is my point. And I'm gonna sit there and commentate on the action that's going on outside in a street. Like, cops are going to have to lock down a street from traffic for something that I'm doing, and that tickles me. The next day, Sunday, June 5th, cops won't be involved, but we're doing a Douglas Movies at the Kansas City Improv, douglasmovies.com for more info on all that kind of stuff. I'm touring too much, you guys. So see me before I get sick of it. From the corrections department, I think I said that Ron Funches and I will be on at midnight competing against each other on June 22nd, but it's actually June 24th. On Sunday, June 22nd, I'm doing a special Douglas Movies taping at the Nerd Melt Theater at Meltdown Comics at 4:20. $10 gets you in. We'll let you out for 20. Push-ups. One more plug. The Doug Loves Movies taping in New York City on June 30th is, boom, sold out. So that's fucking you know, 19, that's 20 days from now. That sold out, and so we added a stand-up show the night before, the 29th, at the Gramercy Theater. So come, please. I'll get some special guests on that show. We'll play some Leonard Maltin game at the end. Gramercy Theater, June 30th. Prize bag. It's a good one. Lots of good stuff in there. There's I think this is probably an XXL Doug Loves Movies shirt. We've taken to giving away sizes that people don't buy over the internet because we have them laying around. My friends at Chameleon Glass gave me one of these camouflage hats that's a kind of camouflage that makes me think, where are you hiding? Are you hiding in a particularly bleak museum? We got from my friends at Poke Bowl. You've seen the Poke Bowl on the desk, on the table. It's not a desk. Nobody's writing or learning. It's on the table on Getting Doug with High every week is a Poke Bowl, and it's the item that David Cross called ridiculous. Because he doesn't get it.
We've got,
oh boy, and also from Chameleon Glass, a sticker that says Chameleon Glass, so help promote them. They're based out of Arizona. Pop's Hot Dogs gets a laugh every time, but it's a real place. Two fucking free hot dogs, you guys.
I got hundreds of those.
Oh, here's a little container that's probably also from Chameleon Glass. They send me too much stuff, so stop it, Chameleon Glass. I appreciate it, but I can't. The box you sent recently was so big. Gateway Doug didn't fit in the trunk of my car. I had to carry it 3 miles. I know some of you are saying, why did they send you something that wasn't delivered to your home? And that's because I'm not giving out my home address to people that say, I want to send you something. I hope this dude's listening. I can't remember his name now, though, but a guy sent me, I think, a manifesto, and I don't really want your manifesto, dude. Please don't do anything terrible. I'm telling you, it's like this thick, and I started reading it, and I don't understand a word of it. It's not in another language. It's in sort of English, and it's epic. I mean, the guy put a lot of work into it, so I hope he's all right. Let's get my guests out here, you guys. Three of my favorites. I enjoy these dudes every time they come on the show. They've all been on a bunch, so we'll have a really good competition tonight. Please give a big warm welcome to Jeff Tate, Tony Thaxton, and returning winner Scott Aukerman! Right. Nobody wins the first to talk game tonight. I appreciate that. That's a very polite panel. You let me host this thing. What'd you guys bring for the prize bag? Let's start with Jeff Tate, everybody. Oh. We got a copy of Jeff Tate, I Got Potential.
Yep.
Where you are dressed like everyone's spirit animal on the cover.
Yep.
You got a nice...
I look like a dang old bear.
That's exactly what you look like. Speaking of dang old bears, you brought the novelization of Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Yep. Yep, it's a little less graphic than the movie, so if you don't like violence or cursing, just read it.
That glorious strip of hair he has down the middle of his head is almost like a mohawk.
That's
if he just
perfect.
Teased it up a little bit more. And then you also brought the novelization of Another 48 Hours, which is interestingly better than the novelization of 48 Hours.
Yeah.
I don't know if people know that.
It's reversed.
When they hit the street, it's going to hit the fan.
It.
Yeah, the street.
It's up to you, whatever.
The street will hit the fan. Makes a lot of sense. They're the most mismatched pair ever to hit the streets. But when the heat comes down, they need each other to stay alive. What?
Hold on.
This is a comedy?
Yeah. It's the most mismatched pair. That's because it came out 2 years before. Twins.
Scott Aukerman is here, everybody. And
hi, Doug. And hello, America.
Did I miss what you brought for the prize bag?
No, I got it right here.
Oh, right. I thought that was a sandwich that you were eating.
I finished the sandwich.
Oh, okay.
I have a packet of scented candles. What scent, you ask? Vanilla and caramel. from the Simple Indulgence line of scented candles.
So you go shopping right here on the Franklin block of stores.
Perhaps.
Right before the show.
And I also have a lovely card. It says, "Your 40th birthday reminds me of that great Oriental philosopher." And you open it up and it says, "Young no mo." Pretty good. I've signed it.
Are we still allowed to call them Orientals?
As long as their name is Young No Mo. That's really the name of a person. It's not racist if it's really their name. Oh, and Scott sealed it up for no reason. Just to get back on the horse of licking
step.
An envelope again. When was the last time you licked an envelope?
Oh, my gosh, boy.
It's been a while, right?
I'm going to have to turn in my chip. You know what? I'll even throw in the bag these came in.
Oh.
There you go.
That's terrific.
I paid for that.
Let's get some garbage in here. Next to all this other beautiful, wonderful stuff. I kept one of the candles. There's a bunch of those vanilla candles. I kept one because I enjoy vanilla and I have smells to cover up when I go on the road. Oh, there's a copy of Gateway Doug. What a surprise. And Tony Thaxton is here, everybody. Hello, everyone. Formerly of this band, Motion City Soundtrack, he brought two of their recordings for you.
Sitting around the house, taking up space.
Loved seeing you guys perform all the time. The other guys were cool, but you were the nicest one.
Tell me more.
So I just don't know if I could support them as a band anymore. You support them, though, don't you?
I do.
It wasn't acrimonious. You just are no longer the drummer because you're like, oh, shit, I have to drum every night?
Yeah, we're still friends. I just got, tired of being gone all the time. So I
you got off of drugs when you got out of the band?
Yeah.
Tired of being gone? Tired of being fucked up? And so what are you doing now besides, I should say, you host Feliz Navi Pod,
indeed,
which is the Christmas podcast that goes year-round.
Yes. I made the natural transition of quitting my band that toured the world to start a year-round Christmas podcast with my dog.
It's, well, at least he's the dog from Grinch Stole Christmas, right?
What? What did you say?
Is that?
I heard
that
Grinch
can't be
before.
What I sound like.
Hey, Tony.
I didn't dab.
Hey, baby.
I didn't.
Who tell me about that dog, you guys? That the dog you were Grinch Stole Christmas, baby.
I didn't just dab, dude. I know. I know I don't sound like that.
But seriously, what do you?
Christmas all the time.
Christmas all the time.
Yeah.
Feliz
I tried to
pod.
Make a Grinch joke because he has a dog. And you also brought
everyone's favorite
the Christmas
Star Wars
classic.
Movie. When you Attack of the Clones. Everybody loves it. Who doesn't love it? By applause. See?
Everybody doesn't love it. It's not loved by everyone.
Because for some reason, I owned that and I decided I should put an end to that.
Well, it's not as bad as one.
I disagree.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh. I just didn't like that.
When's the last time you watched all of them? Because
I just watched the first one, like when they said it's in 3D. And
yeah, so
and
did
you
I.
Go and there's nothing.
You're no, just, I agree.
You're watching it with glasses on.
Yeah.
Like a fucking nerd.
I think that
that's
one's
your
worse.
Problem with 3D movies? Yeah, I don't
you
like
look like
how
a nerd?
I look when I'm wearing them. I look around and I'm like, other people could pull this off.
Yeah, the second one's not very good. And I like
Thank you, Jeff.
I like terrible movies. Everyone knows that. And
yeah.
I don't even like that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, you think Lone Ranger is better than
Episode 2, Shay, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Episode 2 is like a space model UN.
I don't get it, but all right. What have you seen lately, Jeff? Have you been to a shitty movie that you loved?
Yeah, I saw this movie called Cold in July.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that like in a text or an email or something. You liked it so much.
Yeah, it was great. No one here has seen it, but...
Like, E-Dub gave it like a C-minus. I sort of got turned off by their review, but you loved it.
C-minus, still a passing grade.
So you'll see any movie that is not an F.
Yeah, I think they gave Lone Ranger a D+.
Yep.
Yeah, Kemosabe.
Cold in July is this cool movie from with the guy who plays Dexter and then Sam Shepard and Don Johnson.
Yeah. I saw a picture of the three of them in a truck together.
Oh, that's,
Michael C.
I'm
Hall.
I'm sold.
Yeah, right? Michael C. Hall.
Those guys in a truck?
What does the C
stand
for?
Scott Aukerman, truck buff.
Scott Aukerman, you know a lot about celebrities. What does the C stand for in Michael C. Hall?
I think it's cocksucker? Is that...
I had narrowed it down to two. Thank you.
I don't know.
What's going on? What do you got to plug right now, Scott? You've got the current season of Comedy Bang Bang.
TV, thank you. Season 3. We've showed 5 out of the 15 episodes. This week has Nick Offerman, Kate McKinnon, Kyle Mooney, and also Michael Showalter on the show.
Whoa.
That's this week. It's a really good episode.
Yeah.
And I also want to plug my other podcast, the You Talking You Too to Me.
Yes. Which I was fortunate enough to be on, and crazy interplay that Scott and Scott have in the flesh. I didn't know what I was walking into.
You were on the penultimate episode as it is ending tomorrow.
What? Tomorrow's the final episode?
The season finale. We're stopping doing it. So we have a very special...
Not the series finale, necessarily? You might get picked up if somebody with a lot of money comes along?
They're waiting for you three to start.
Us three.
How about this?
Cantaloupe fame.
Why don't you make this pledge to the listeners?
Sure.
If and when U2 puts out a new album, you do as many episodes as there are tracks and only talk about one track per episode.
Okay, yeah.
All right, deal. That's going to happen, you guys.
We're going to come back.
U2's not going to stop. They're going to make more.
We're going to come back. We just can't keep going at the pace we're going, which we started to have to do like 2 a week at a certain point. Because anyway, we'll talk about it.
You're both very busy.
Very busy.
It's the ultimate side project.
Yeah, but we do a really special season finale where we do commentary of the first episode.
Oh, so you go back and just talk about how you did.
You can hear the first episode, and we talk over it.
Well, you know, you really opened yourself up because people are going to love it and then ask you to do that for every existing episode. So good luck.
Thanks, Bill.
Good luck to you. How do you feel tonight about being the current Leonard Maltin champ? Do you think we'll see you again?
I doubt it. I think I lucked into it last time.
Okay.
You hit like 3 movies that I knew, strangely.
All right.
But there's just as many movies I don't know.
Yeah. And you and
3.
And you only need to know 2 to win, so I don't know where that third one came from.
Oh, but I do want to say I saw 22 Jump Street, and it is super, super funny.
Oh, good. I expect nothing less of those guys. The Lego movie is still my favorite movie of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think I agree.
And by those guys, I mean because Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill have tiny roles in Lego movie.
Right.
So that carries the whole film. But I love those guys, and I love their movies. And
It's great. It's just as funny as the first one.
Good for them.
Yep. Very smart, very funny.
We were driving by a poster for it the other day, me and Jonah.
Good story, if it ends there.
Tony, what have you seen lately? I can't walk away from a good story. could have shot for great, but happy with good.
I haven't seen a whole lot lately. I think the last thing I saw in the theater was Godzilla.
That was recently,
and
a couple
it
weeks.
It was, yeah. I didn't think it was all that good, Zilla. If I may.
Well, okay. It's too late.
It's hard to follow Doug's billboard story, man. Don't beat yourself up. I liked how in Godzilla, the only person that got to say Godzilla was the Japanese guy.
Oh, perfect. So racist.
Yeah, it looked cool, but I just, I was kind of bored.
Too much Zilla at the end.
Yeah, sure.
No, I'm just saying, like, there's a point where it becomes not about the human characters and just the monsters.
It just becomes about real estate, someone looking up Zilla.com.
That was the thing, though.
All right, we got to move on again, because that's not getting any better. It's time for me to say, let the games begin! We're 4 minutes behind schedule. Gentlemen, some people brought some name tags. Some didn't. Please select the ones who didn't, who you'd like to play for. No. I'm going to reward the ones who didn't. No, select a name tag that you'd like to play for, and while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be back. And we're back. Who are you playing for, Jeff Tate?
One person clap.
They don't have to they don't have to clap for that part.
No one ever has to clap.
It's very... We don't have applause signs or a warm-up guy. We just come back and only one person wanted to clap.
Should we do? Should we come
it's
back
fine.
Again?
Huh?
What See what happens back? If let's you say and we're back.
Let's
one more
try it
time.
Again. Let's try it again now that Scott's taught everybody how it works. And we're back! There were still some that were like, no... there's no sign. This is clap. We're fucking doing our own thing. Who are you playing for, Jeff?
27 Jesses. I think her name is Jess. She drew this. I finally picked one that wasn't shitty.
Good job, Jeff. Who are you playing for, Scott?
I'm playing for Rachel, whose sign is a Buffy the Vampire Slayer poster that just says Rachel the Vampire Slayer. No art to it, just merely a name substitution. Doesn't rhyme with Buffy.
So you picked it to criticize it, or...?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you're kind of playing against her.
There's so many
movies...
Are
you going to throw the game so that her shitty name tag doesn't win?
So many movies that have Rachel in the title. She could have used. But, instead,
but then she would have had to do even less. It seemed like you were complaining about how little she did.
That's a good point.
I don't know. I'm high. Here we go, Tony. Who are you playing for?
If he's complaining about that not being creative, this Kermit here is for Lorraine, which there's I don't get it, but I'm a huge Muppets fan, so I had to pick
it. Say it like Kermit, though. Say it like
Kermit. Yay! I'm Lorraine the Frog!
Or like Constantine. I am Lorraine the Frog! That's for everyone who saw Muppets Most Wanted. To determine who's going to go first today, I know that normally I let the returning champ go first, but since he's here in town and Transformers hasn't opened yet, let's do some lines with Mark.
You guys want to do some fucking lines? Let's fucking do some lines. How you doing, bro? Come on, get it. What's up? How you fucking doing? You guys doing good or what?
Yeah.
So Mark here, our good friend Mark Wahlberg, is going to...
Hey, buddy. You got a fucking tea-like candle there?
It's vanilla scented. Do you like vanilla?
Fuck yeah, dude.
All right.
Reminds me of my
you know what? House. You can keep it. You can totally have that. But he's going to say a line from a motion picture.
I like your tan lines.
Don't say that to a nice girl sitting
on
the floor.
I'm saying it to the dude.
Oh.
I'm respectful of that shit. You want to do a fucking line or what?
Yeah, the guy who's tan you're complimenting is black, but go ahead.
Hey, bro, that's a good bass.
So,
maybe he's black.
You get to. You don't know in this town. Mark's going to say a line from a movie. First of my guests to guess the correct title of this movie.
You'd be a big fucking winner.
We'll go first. We'll just get to go first in the Leonard Maltin game. Anything can happen from there, but go ahead, Mark.
Are you guys ready to do this?
Yeah. That's go ahead.
Right,
that's
what is that the line?
Yeah. I shagged a rotten baby.
Austin Powers.
It is
Man
Austin Powers.
Wait a second. I know...
International.
I know Mark doesn't care about full titles like National Lampoon's Animal House, but...
No, I don't fucking care about that.
Yeah. But Tony, what is the full title of the film?
Austin Powers, title? International Man of Mystery.
It was from the first one, Mark?
Yeah, that's from the first fucking
okay.
movie.
All right. I asked you to do a line from the third one because Scott Aukerman's in the third one. But
okay.
That's okay.
By
Mark.
The way, did
that's
you
okay,
just
Mark.
Guess at what he might say in that movie? Yeah, I shagged her rotten, baby.
Well, then he says, I don't, condoms are for fucking sailors.
All right.
I know that for a fact.
There's no way he said that. Thank you, Mark right. Wahlberg.
I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I have a feeling we will hear from him again. Yeah, I was like, do a line from Goldmember, because then we could talk about how Scott Aukerman is in the third Austin Powers film.
Some poor soul said they watched it the other day for me. I just felt so bad for them.
Now I want to get more people to do it, because it's fun to see your back in Michael Caine, young Michael Caine's jacket.
Michael Caine in the front, Aukerman in the back. Michael Caine in the sheets, Aukerman on the streets.
That you play Michael Caine's back?
No, he just had his back. He supported Michael him Caine's during back. The filming.
Oh, you and Michael Caine need each other to stay alive, like in another 48 hours?
So congratulations, Tony. Good job.
Thank you.
And congratulations, Scott, for Gold Member.
Thank you so much. That started my career, and ever since then.
I'm sure you've told the full story before, but you thought it'd be a little bit more to it than just his back.
I went on the audition, and they told me I was young Michael Caine, and so I worked on a Michael Caine impression.
Can he do it now?
It's been so long, but it was something like, oh, I'm Michael Caine. You know, something of that to that effect.
His signature line. Yeah.
He should have to say that every single role he does. Just pop in, set the audience at ease, just say, oh, I'm Michael Caine.
Oh, he's here.
And
okay,
then,
great.
And then he
Let's
just starts. But so I did the audition, and they were like, wow, that's really good. And I did a lot of acting of, like, watching something blow up and all this kind of stuff. And then they looked at me. And then they had me go out and meet Mike Myers and Jay Roach. And I went to the studio. It was just them. They were rehearsing the thing where he does the legs crossing and all that. And I walked in. I'm like, wow, this is a big deal. I'm meeting these guys. This is like a huge part that they're giving me. And I met them, and they go, oh, and we chit-chatted for a while, and then they go, all right, well, let's get a look at you. Turn around. It's like, is this that show business story I've heard?
Let's see that ass.
And I turn around, and they went, yep, that'll do.
Oh, nice.
And then I got to the set, and I was just, it was just me from really far away, and me just, like, my back the entire time.
Holding, like, baby Austin Powers or something?
I don't remember. But it was a cool. I mean, they were all really nice. Jay Roach like actually came up to me and was asking me for like script advice on it and stuff because he knew I worked on Mr. Show and stuff. So he was like, "Well, in this scene, what would you do?" Where you know, which was like,
I would change all of it.
No, it's a great film, great experience, great.
Do you
people.
Think? Do you think Jay Roach smokes weed? Because that'd be weird
a missed opportunity.
Yeah, totally a missed opportunity.
Yeah,
you get to pick a category, Tony. Would you like, at Elliot's World suggested, hold on to your potatoes? And that, of course, is films that are set in Ireland. At N. Eddie Nunn, not any Eddie Nunn, N. Eddie Nunn, or that is just anyone. Post No Bills. That's Bill Murray sequels to movies. Fuck it. No, it's sequels to movies that Bill Murray was in, but he's not in the sequel.
Okay.
Yeah, and it goes deeper. At James Gelter suggested Post No Bills 2. And that's movies that Bill Murray is not in, but one of his brothers is.
That he was originally
that aren't necessarily
in?
Yeah, sequels.
Okay.
So it's not something he originally was in.
No.
But it's just a movie that one of his brothers
it's
is
more
in.
More stuff that he's not in, but his brothers are in it. The floor is closed to questions.
Is that it? Those are the categories?
Was that a question? I believe it was. Yes, those are the categories. Ireland, no Bill Murray sequels, or no Bill Murray's family movies?
I'll go the Murray family, I think.
All right. Would you like a movie with one of Bill's brothers from 1986 or 2012?
I'm going to go 86.
I'm sorry, 2000... No, I'm kidding. Two Stars from Leonard, 1986. He says this movie is a follow-up. I don't know if that's true.
To another movie or just to something?
Yeah. Terrible clue. Has no story, this movie. No real characterizations to hang on to when you need to grip a characterization that feels real. And but he lists eight names. How many names can you get in, Tony T? And then we will go to Scott Aukerman. Because he won last week.
You are always figuring out the rules as this show goes. It's so crazy.
I'm going to get this down. That's like my goal for the 10-year anniversary. to be really good at hosting this fucking game.
I think I'll go six names.
Okay. Scott.
1986. Mm-hmm. It's a follow-up.
A follow-up.
I'm gonna say name that movie.
Ooh. All right. I think Tony could do this.
Who cares?
I'm not even gonna I'm not even gonna That's my favorite fucking thing that Constantine says over a couple of times in Muppets Most Wanted is when people say things to him, he goes, "Who cares?" And it's super hilarious because it's like old fashioned.
Keanu Reeves is in this movie?
What? I get it.
Okay, that's all I wanted.
I love movies, Scott.
You don't just like them.
Your six names are Joe Flaherty, William Hickey, Tom Villard, Bob, for some reason, no cat, Goldthwait, so maybe it's a different guy than the one I know. Curtis Armstrong. You know, Booger's going to be there when I interrupt Revenge of the Nerds on June 19th at the Trocadero in Philadelphia as part of Awesome Fest. And Joel Murray. What's the name of the movie, Tony? Joel Murray is third billed. It's a follow-up.
Can I ask a question?
No story.
When you said you weren't sure about it being a follow-up, was that sarcasm?
It was more like it's an interesting expression to use for this because I it could indeed be called a follow-up, but I don't think of it as a sequel.
Okay.
Jeff!
I don't think I know this.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You know, Scott is good at making other people name it.
Mm-hmm. I know it.
It's his skill. Jeff knows it. A lot of people in the audience know it. I know it because I'm looking right at it. I selected it from other movies that have a Murray in them.
This is wrong, but it's just the only movie that's coming to mind
so
from this era.
So exciting if it's right.
Yeah, I'm going to say Moving Violations.
Ooh, yeah, it's a very good guess under the circumstances, but Scott gets a point because this is called...
One Crazy Summer.
Correct, Jeff Tate.
Oh, I'm ashamed of myself.
Yeah, Jeff Tate gets 2.02.
What is that a follow-up to?
The same guy made Better Off Dead.
It's right after Better Off Dead.
Oh, okay.
Shortly
that's
after.
Why
that's said.
Why.
I was stuck in the sequel
confused
thing.
Confused everybody, yeah.
I was thinking Police Academy, whatever.
I was thinking that, and then...
Yeah. No, that's that what's great about something like that is it's a terrible clue, and it throws everybody off. And I like when people don't know it.
Thanks.
You're welcome, but good job, because Moving Violations was indeed a movie that had one of the Murray brothers. Was it Joel, or was it...
I'm not sure, but it would have been right around that same time.
It was Joel,
I think it's Joel,
was the 2012 one, the Bobcat-directed one, that Joel was in, that we saw again?
You know what, Scott?
What?
God Bless America?
This category is still going to remain in play.
Oh, my goodness.
And so is that year, so I hope no one's listening when I say you're right.
Matt Ryerson? Needle Nose Ned?
Oh, shit.
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day.
It is fucking Groundhog Day.
I didn't know where that was coming from.
I kept thinking when I was watching Edge of Tomorrow, I kept thinking, Ned Ryerson, whenever the one big, dumb, fat guy would get killed and Tom Cruise doesn't stop it or whatever.
But that movie's in the future. I saw Edge of Tomorrow, and it's set in the future, so Groundhog Day would have already been out. So at some point, he should have been like, it's like fucking Groundhog Day. Like, I keep having to do the same thing again.
Yeah, or it's like that Jake Gyllenhaal movie, Source Code.
Brokeback.
Source Code. Yeah, it's like Brokeback. It's the same guy, fucking the same guy every day in the same tent.
Hey, that's marriage.
Am I?
Jeff gets to pick, then we go to Scott. Doesn't seem fair at all.
Doesn't even seem right. Doesn't seem correct.
Would you like Hannah Wakes the Bears? That's movies where a bear attacks a human. Bateman Rises, that's of course is the early films of Jason Bateman. Or Chevy Chase, movies with a chase scene featuring a Chevrolet.
What the?
Which one would you like to play, Jeff?
Oh my God.
I know none of those have anything to do with the actors from Cheers, but we might get to that category eventually. It's a fun category.
That's what I was hoping for.
Yeah.
I will take fucking, what's the middle one?
Bateman Rises.
No, I'll take the car chase one.
Early Bateman. Chevrolet. There's a car chase. There's a Chevy in this movie. It's so recent, 2012, that you know what's going on with the Leonard Maltin app. It's dead, and there's no new stuff. And so this particular review, he doesn't give stars, but I could still tell you some things he said about it.
He's not updating it?
No, it's done.
Really?
Yeah. He might start up again somewhere, but for now it's done. So, like, the app still works, but there's no new...
Boy.
No new material. And
I can't believe he gave One Crazy Summer 2 stars, because it seemed like he hated it.
This Does this really
terrible.
Seem like the time?
No, probably not. No.
Jeff, can we discuss this in the dressing room after the show over a little marijuana?
Yeah.
He calls this movie from 2012, that has a chase scene with a Chevrolet. He calls this movie ridiculous. He also calls it exciting. He also calls it funny. And he also calls it cheesy. This is when Leonard was off his meds. He was on a roller coaster of emotion watching this movie.
An emotional Batman the Ride.
And he says at the very end, the film's escapist...
Please kill me.
The film's escapist tone takes us away from reality as so many Hollywood movies do. Thank goodness for that. Really got sentimental on this movie that has a car chase with a Chevrolet and 6 names are listed, Jeff. How many is it going to take you to tie up the score with Scott?
2.
2 names?
Sure.
It's your decision, you know.
4.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I'll stay with 4.
Okay, he says 4. What do you think of 4, Tony? I try to be impartial. I think people read stuff in my tone. Tony.
I thought it went.
That really does go to me?
It goes to Scott.
Okay. <That's> what...
How many, Scott? That's why I tell you ahead of time, so that you can correct me when I do it wrong later.
So it's 4 names to me from this movie from 2012. I'm gonna say name that movie.
All right. Jeff gets a point because of what he's gonna say right after I say, Robert Duvall. And David Oyelowo.
Jack Reacher.
That's correct. Jeff fucking loves Jack Reacher. He just...
What were the other...
He stepped into that one.
What was the next name?
The next name was Werner Herzog.
I would have known.
Jenkins.
Richard Jenkins. Rosamund Pike.
Cruz.
Very good. Tom Cruise, who's been like lower than first billed maybe twice in the last 30 years. But good job. You got a point. And so now it's just up to Tony to try to get a 3-way tie and force the asparagus pea category, which of course is my favorite. And Tony, you get to pick the category. And then we go to Scott. Would you like...
Why am I always second?
Because you always challenge instead of playing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He says as if he knows what he's talking about.
I do. That's how it works, right? Jordan? Okay. Yes, sir. Oh, my God.
Sir, yes, sir.
Drop. Do 20.
Bong hits.
Yeah.
Doug.
Do some Doug hits. Tony, would you like Scott Beowulf? That's movies with Scott Beowulf, werewolves, or both. Been a category for a while. I can't ditch it because it always gets a laugh. Or Wins in Scrabble. That's movies that start with the letter Q. Or, sorry, Jeff, and They're Always Glad You Came, movies with actors from Cheers. You know how Jeff feels about Cheers. That's just, you know.
No, like maybe I'm not like super into it. And it's like a good, maybe it's like a cool thing to pick, like, because maybe it's not my favorite thing.
Yeah, am I supposed to be a man? Am I supposed to be... Oh, I don't care. I don't mind. It's not a big deal. Well, it is a big deal. And you want to know what the worst part is? Do you want to know the worst part of all? I never learned to read.
Wayne's World. Wayne's World,
yeah. It is fucking Wayne's World.
By a hair.
Yeah.
Is it cool if I just hang for a minute? Or... Donnie just texted me. He's almost done with his application.
Where's he applying for a job for?
Cafe 101. You know what they're... Pie cutter.
That's a whole gig over there? Pie cutter?
He's been there for an hour and a half. I'm going to get a beer.
All right.
I'm not going to drink it. Empty calories, bro. Just for looks.
It's just for looks. All right, Tony, which one do you like?
Much to Jeff's delight, I think I'll go the Cheers route.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, you're walking right into it here. All right. But at least Scott is in between you, and he'll probably just challenge you no matter what you say. The year is 1996. 2.5 stars from Leonard. He says about this movie that some of the characters are cretinous.
What?
They're cretins. Cretins.
Okay.
Cretinous. He says this movie has bizarre goings-on. He also says about this movie that John Lovitz, get this, appears unbilled.
No way.
John Lovitz said, I don't want my name on this one. But Leonard gave it 2.5, and he lists 8 names. How many can you get it in?
Tony, 8 names.
Tony Thaxton of Feliz Navipod.
Yes. Going strong, 8 names.
Okay. Scott, what are you going to do with that?
I will go 7 names.
Yeah, finally.
6.
Finally makes a bid. Tony?
5.
Name that movie.
Here we go.
I had a feeling that was
Here
coming.
Here we go. Oh, shit. All right, here's your 5 names, buddy. And thanks for being on the show again. I really appreciate it. Fuck is his name? It's like Miami, but with a K. Kiami. Daville. D-A-V-A-E-L.
Oh, yeah, like Kaville, but with a D.
Yeah, take a peek at it. Here you go. Look at it. And then Tracy Walter. Paul Rubens. Mara Wilson. Pam Ferris. And M. Beth Davids.
From 96?
Yes, and this is not
Paul Rubens.
Schindler's List. Well, M. Beth Davis was probably about third billed in that. Something's going on with Mark Wahlberg. He's just came out to talk to the guy he thought was tan. I hope he does some more off-mic antics. They really add to the podcast. Mark, don't forget your mic the next time you come out. Just wandering the room giving high fives. Donnie, come get him. Anyway, M. Beth Davids was in Schindler's List. Was my little joke there. And then there was 2 people probably billed above her in that film. But anyway, what do you think it is, Tony?
96. A Bug's Life? John Ratzenberger's in all those movies. That's all I got.
Oh, all right. All right. That's fair. Where are you at on this one, Jeff? This is your category. Do you have an idea?
It's one of 2. Yeah. I can't get them.
What does Scott think it is?
Is it Blow?
No. Right. That was that one of the 2, Jeff?
No. It's either Matilda or Harriet the Spy. I can't.
If you had to pick one, though.
Matilda.
That's correct. And Scott is our winner.
Oh, once again, nothing.
Once again, can you come back next week? You don't have to commit to it right now. It kind of leaves
I'll
it
try.
Up for
I'll,
surprise.
I will try. Yeah.
He's going to try, you guys. He's going to check his phone. And Tony Thaxton, anything else to plug?
At Tony Thaxton on Twitter. I currently play in a band called The Pride of Erie, PA.
That's right. And that's a reference from...
That thing you do.
That's correct, yes. Jeff. You get another point. Jeff is tied with Scott. We have to go to the tiebreaker.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. Asparagus Pete.
We're actually playing this coming Wednesday, the 18th, at Los Globos, or next Wednesday, I guess I should say.
Oh shit! What's that? The 25th?
The 18th.
Oh. So week
here
from
in LA.
Week from tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Can you remind me about that? I'd love to come see that.
Okay.
All right. Mike Furman's in that band.
Actually.
Oh shit! Here we go.
Breaking news.
What happened?
Apparently, Mike can't keep up with our vigorous 3 shows a year schedule. And
he's a bigger road pussy than you are.
Yeah.
Is Steve Zahn in the band? Because he was great in that movie.
Oh, I don't think Steve Zahn is in, but I'll ask for you. Is Steve Zahn in the band?
No, afraid
oh,
not.
Shit. But I still want to come check you guys out. And Scott.
Yes.
Comedy Bang Bang, ongoing IFC, Friday nights.
Thursday.
Exactly.
10:30.
Because people watch when they want to watch these days.
Just watch it. Oh, wait, but the season 2 DVD is coming out in a couple of weeks, or even less than a couple of weeks. 5.5 hours of bonus video that we put together.
Tell us more about it next week.
Yes.
Jeff.
I just started a podcast where I talk about Cheers.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Afternoon, everybody. And iTunes has to approve the first one. If there's apparently they're real strict about what they let on as a podcast, and it takes a little while for them to be like, this'll do. So once that happens, then it'll be on the internet, and you guys can listen and find out at my Twitter at JeffTate96, and come see me in Cincinnati, July 10 through 13, at Go Bananas.
Can I share a very, very quick Cheers-related story?
Is it less than a negative 2 minutes?
Yes.
Couldn't possibly be, but go.
Because I think he'll appreciate this.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, I was taking a flight out of Chicago. I go to the bookstore near my gate. There's a sign saying George Wendt is doing a signing at the airport bookstore, past security. So you needed a ticket to get to the signing. Really happened. And I waited for him, took my picture with him, got the book signed and everything. I just love that it was past security.
I have this theory.
Wait, by the way, also, not to cut you off, but guess what he wrote? Take a guess.
In your book?
The book?
Norm! Uh-huh. Exclamation point. Norm!
You're close. Cheers! Exclamation point.
Cheers! Yeah, I should
have
guessed.
Show
Cheers.
Didn't have
God
an
damn it, that's obvious, too. Yeah.
He took it up a notch.
I saw a play he was in once, and I went with the cast. It was like Ed O'Neill and all these great actors. I went to a bar with them. He walked into the bar. Everyone yelled Norm.
Ugh.
He sat down at the chair that he always sits at the bar. Someone slid a beer over to him, and he never paid for it. It was the most amazing thing I'd ever seen.
Yeah, he's like a real hero of mine.
He's great. He was awesome. He was a nice dude.
Great story. Doesn't go on. What? We don't read your shit, Head.
I didn't win.
That's
right. You're right. Thank you.
I mean, I did pretty well.
You should have won.
Interesting shithead. So let's have one last round of applause, because they're all dying, for Tony Thaxton, Scott Aukerman, and Jeff Tate.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And this is so hard to choose. As always, gas prices are a shithead, and Abe Lincoln is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another cocky. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.